Wimberley and Lavernia from Lavernia tonight. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson, the captains at midfield for the coin toss here tonight on a hot September night. Texans have won the toss and have elected to receive tonight. Wimberley will be moving from left to right on your radio dial. They're in their road whites, navy blue helmets, white tops, white bottoms, blue numerals, red trim. Lavernia on the far side with their silver helmets, blue tops, and white trousers. They will kick it off to the Wimberley Texans. And hopefully we're still bringing you football in December this year, Jared Robinson. I'm ready to get this thing started. What about you?
I got to tell you, Mike, I think we're good to go, man. I think we're ready. And 2017 season coming underway right here. We got the refs right here in the middle of the screen. Beautiful night, Friday, football, Texas, and good crowd here from both Wimberley and Lavernia. And ought to be a good game tonight.
It is hot here. Certainly it was hot when we got here. It's cooled off some. Not sure what the temperature is here tonight, but it's still pretty warm, about 87, 88 degrees. As Gavin Martinez goes back deep to receive for the Texans, we're going to be saying his name a whole lot this year, Jarrett.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Hayden Krebs back there with him as well, a guy that we saw come in at the end of last year and really step up into a big role for the Texans. They're both going to be two guys this year that, as that wide receiver, they're going to be targets for JoJo, as long with Stover and White Man as well.
Brian Beltran set to kick things off for Lavernia. Great having you along. KOWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and the Sun Radio app that you can get on your phone. As Beltran now gets the okay, and we are underway for the 2017 football season, and the kickoff is going to go out of bounds near the far goal line. So Wimberley will get started with good field position here tonight.
Yeah, and if you're the Texans, you're sure thinking that, hey, we could use more of that all year long. Obviously, no return whatsoever, and going to get pretty good field position.
Our first look this year at JoJo Weeks, the two-year starting quarterback for Wimberley, and he's one of the main reasons a lot of folks think Wimberley can go a long way in the playoffs. And let's see, they may be going to make them re-kick it here.
Yeah, it looks like you're right, actually. They got some explosive guys back there, like you talked about earlier, and Gavin and Hayden Krebs themselves, so they're just going to make them re-kick it, think they can get a little bit more here, a little strategy here,
Beltran,
on opening kickoff.
And now Beltran will kick off from the 35. Again, the Texans laden with seniors this year, so undoubtedly they're going to be challenging for the district championship again this year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that obviously expectations are high for Wimberley right now. Coach and staff believes that this team can really make a deep run into the playoffs, you know, three, four rounds deep last couple years here.
Absolutely.
Thinking maybe moving past that this year.
Here's Beltran now. He's going to start it again, and this kickoff is high, and it's going to be taken by Krebs at the 13-yard line. Over near the far sideline, he's got the 20, and he's going to be brought down at about the 23-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over. Probably would have been better if the Texans had gone ahead and taken the penalty there instead of having them re-kick.
Yeah, hindsight's 20-20 on that one, but again, when you can get the ball in your explosive players' hands, Hayden Krebs being one of them. Again, you talked about Gavin Martinez. I'm really excited, really interested to see. We've got Moss Carruthers going to start in the backfield right here, and we got four wide receivers first play of the game, first play of the year right here. So see if they maybe chunk deep right here and let JoJo kind of let one loose.
Here's Weeks now, drops back, looks over the middle, throws it over the middle. He's got a receiver. It's Martinez to the 40, to the 50, and down to the Lavernia 38-yard line. First play of the season goes for about 40 yards down to the Lavernia 40. Pretty good way to start the season, Jarrett.
Yeah, that's it. And like I said just a second ago, I figured they were going to try to do something right there and try to create some space, and that's exactly what they did. A post pattern down the middle right there. Gavin gets good separation, good strong throw by JoJo, and a huge gain on the first play of the year. Look for a lot more of those throughout the year.
We were talking about Weeks prior to the game, and JoJo looks like he's put on a little weight, a little a little muscle mass in between last year and this year.
Yeah, he's a big boy. There's no doubt about that.
Now he's going to give it to Carruthers up the middle, who goes and breaks it to the right side, and he picks up 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3.
Moss is going to be a young man all year that I'm excited to see and excited to really just kind of watch throughout the year time, and it's just a he's just a powerful runner, to be honest with you, and it's one of those where we expect big things from him this year.
Carruthers, one of the many seniors on this Texan squad. Gain of 7 on his first carry. Second down and 3. Weeks now, empty backfield, takes the snap, and now he's going to just run it up the middle. He's got the first down to the 30 and pushes forward down to the 27-yard line. Move the chains for the Texans.
And like you said right there, just a little bit of muscle put on by JoJo this year and kind of showing it right there, just kind of barreling through for the first down.
Now they look toward this coaching staff. Texans are on our side of the field here tonight. We're on the visitors' side. As the sun begins to set to our left, here's Carruthers up the middle, off tackle to the 25, and he's able to stretch it out to about the 23-yard line. That's a pickup of 4 or 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5. Another good run, Jared. Looks like a good job early on by that Wimberley offensive line, too.
Well, no doubt. They're a big big group right there. They've got, obviously, anchored by Ian Burnett, the monster out there who's just going to do great things all year long. And Moss Carruthers, again, just pounding the ball up in there. And every time you can get 5 yards on first down, kind of lengthens up the playlist a little bit, what you can call.
You bet. Second down and 5 now from the Lavernia 23-yard line. Flip it out left side. It's caught out there by Krebs, who's trying to fight his way for some yardage. He picks up, well, they're just going to give him 1 yard to the 22-yard line, so it'll be third down and 4.
Yeah, he tried the stiff arm right there, just couldn't quite get it over the top of him, and the Lavernia defender did go to the ground, but Hayden forced out of bounds right there for a 1 yard gain.
So big third down play now, third down and 4 early in the ball game, just underway, 8:47 left to play in the first quarter. No score from Lavernia. Wimberley and Lavernia going at it tonight from Bear Stadium. Here's the give up the middle. It's Carruthers who's pushing forward, stretches it to about the 21-yard line. So he's going to be short of the first down, probably set up a fourth down and 2, and I would surmise they'd go ahead and go for it here, Jared.
Yeah, I would bet you're right here, and obviously it looks like they're going to bring in maybe a new right guard right here, and it's just going to be a situation that we haven't seen the kicker yet this year, so we don't really know that much about him as far as what the length or whatever it is, but this is a pretty good field goal right here, and a offense explosive like Wimberley, you got to go for it.
Got a long 3 to go. Here's Weeks looking right, throwing right, and in and out of the hands of his receiver. He threw it behind Cade Stover a little bit there, Jared, so turn the ball over to Lavernia on downs.
Yeah, defensive end right there got his hands up. End up causing JoJo to pump a little bit right there, and Stover continuing in his route. JoJo threw it to a spot and just wasn't there at that spot. Tried to dive back and catch it, just couldn't bring it in.
So Lavernia bent but didn't break on the first drive of the football game. Wimberley definitely showed signs of spark on offense, but the drive stalls at the 22-yard line of Lavernia. Now we'll get our first look at the Bears offense. They've got it stacked up close to the line of scrimmage. No wide receivers that time as Clayton Chadwick took the snap, but flags and whistles, it's going to be movement prior to the snap. So they're going to back Lavernia up another 5, back to the 17-yard line. It's a weird-looking play. It looked like there was a lot of confusion in that Lavernia backfield.
Yeah, it's almost almost kind of a stack off to the right-hand side right there.
Chadwick will give it to his running back up the middle now, and that is Joseph Cortez. Picked up 2, maybe 3 yards, and it'll be second down now and 13. They're spotting the ball at the 19-yard line.
And, you know, with the loss this year of Ben Garza, we're going to talk about him so many times in the last couple years. This year, you know, somebody stepping in and taking his spot. Colby Crowder not here this year. So a couple defensive key spots that are going to have to step up for the Texans. We're excited to see it right here.
Back to throw and to the right side. It's incomplete. He was trying to hit Derek Barnhart in the right flat, but it's incomplete. Clayton Chadwick could not hit him, and it's third and long. Yeah, I would imagine we'll call Matt Mitchell's name a whole lot, a middle linebacker. I know Doug Warren often, the middle linebacker, plays a key role in his defense, and Matt is out there in that position right now. Third down and 13 from the 19-yard line. Rolling left, looking. Now he's going to run it. He's got some running room. 25-30, he's got the first down. And stepping out of bounds at the 35-yard line is Clayton Chadwick.
Yeah, good choice right there by Chadwick. Just take the ball, tuck and run, and extend the series right there with a first down to the left-hand side. Not really a blown play by the Texans. Good coverage, and it just ended up being a situation where he was able to scramble for the first down.
And early on, it looks like Chadwick is 95% a runner and maybe 5% a passer. So I think Wimberly's
right.
Going to figure that out pretty soon.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to be pretty much a predominantly running team right there, and a big hit right there that we saw. Wimberly Texans running back for the Lavergne Bears comes through the middle, and a young man you just talked about a second ago, Matt Mitchell, comes in there and cleans it out. So starting to say his name already this year. I think you're right. We'll say it a lot more.
That was Rain Wedgehop. Picked up about four. It'll be second down and 6. Chadwick now shotgun. He will take it and just run with it off right tackle. He's got the 40. Good blocking. 45. 50. Look out. He's got the 40. Left side to the 30. Are they going to get him? Gets a block. Cuts inside. He goes all the way for a touchdown. Wimberly wanted a clip on that run, Jared. I don't know if they – yep, there's the flag at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, I got a clip right there off of the quarterback trying to run it up. Number 14 for Wimberly trying to tackle or trying to kind of cut him off right there, and does a good job of getting in front of the defender and turning his back to him. And that ball's going to come back quite a bit of ways after that one. And he was really off to the races already anyways.
62-yard touchdown is nullified by the penalty. It was pretty obvious. It was right in front of everybody, and the Wimberly fans certainly helped the official make that call, didn't they?
Yeah, Coach Wes Lambert was down there on the sideline, and I think he was racing the linesman down here down there and told him basically, hey, that's the call. Throw the flag right now, and sure enough, he did. He listened to him.
They're going to mark it. It's still a long, long run by Chadwick. They're going to mark it at the Wimberly 22-yard line, so Texans defense needs to toughen up here as Lavernia moves toward the goal line. Chadwick now is in deep trouble, and he's going to be sacked way back at the 32-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 11, loss of 10.
Yeah, Caden Kowalski comes in right there and just kind of shadows him for a little bit, steps up and stops him right there, about a 10-yard loss right there. So that's a big play by a young man who really is probably one of the guys that I would tell you to watch this year from an athletic standpoint. That kid is just, he's just a man. I mean, he is a tall, fast, strong young kid.
He got after Chadwick on that play, that's for sure. Second down and 20 now for the Bears. They got to get way down to the 12-yard line, and now they're going to take a timeout. Timeout, Lavernia. We'll take it with them. Our score, nothing here early from Lavernia. You're listening to Wimberly Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Chadwick now is going to go deep downfield. He's got a receiver caught at the 2-yard line. Chadwick was able to hit Joseph Cortez for a 30-yard play, and the Lavernia has it now first and goal at the Wimberly 2-yard line.
Well, we talked a minute ago about him being more of a running style quarterback, and now all of a sudden he throws a bomb down to the 2-yard line. I do have a flag on the play right here, but it looks like it's going to be declined, And they are going to indeed have the ball at the two-yard line.
Yeah, I think they called a personal foul penalty against Wimberly, but you're right. They declined that after the 30-yard gain by Cortez. So the Bears knocking on the door early here. Chadwick, the quarterback, shotgun. He's going to take it himself, trying to get outside right side, but he's going to be swallowed up and smothered at the 5-yard line. It'll be second and goal.
Yeah, good play right there by the defense, keeping him inside. He wanted to stretch it to the out, but keeping him, turning him back up in where all your white shirts are right there. Good job by the defense to really get him a 3-yard loss and stop him.
Texans are getting good penetration. Laverne has just been able to hit on a couple of big plays. I have a feeling they're going to be able to have some success against this Laverne offense at some point. Second down and goal. Chadwick throws it into the end zone. He's got a wide open receiver. Touchdown for Lavernia. Five-yard touchdown pass, but it's going to be a roughing the passer call against Wimberly, so they'll decline that. No number two on the roster here. Not sure who that was, but I think it was Raven Brown. He was wide open, Jarrett.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever right there. That's a situation that, you know, it's the beginning of the year and you're going to have those things. And I can only imagine the coaching staff is fixing that one right now, thinking, okay, somebody was supposed to have that guy. They didn't. So they'll be on top of that one, I guarantee it, fix it, and come back with a new strategy.
Now Beltron now is going to come in and try to tack on the extra point. Whistles, though, prior to the extra point. Kind of a sloppy start here tonight, Jared, to be expected.
Yeah, first game of the year is always tough. I mean, it's just one of those where you kind of thinking, okay, what are we going to do? What are we not going to do? And kind of learning each other and what you can and can't do on a live basis. We've had some scrimmages, obviously, and done well, but it's always different when the lights turn on that first Friday night and you're ready to go.
Keep in mind, Chadwick is the holder, so kind of keep that in the back of your mind. When the starting quarterback is the holder, you never know. As Beltran lines up, the officials are looking toward the far sideline. I don't know if this is a clock issue or what exactly is going on. It feels like that's what's going on, as a couple of the coaches I've noticed looked back up to their home press box. Yeah, they're going to restart the play clock, it looks like. 2:23 left to play in the first quarter. Lavernia trying to tack on the extra point here following their touchdown. Hey, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's ball game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. Texan band in midseason form here tonight. Beltran now comes on and again whistles. And the official continues to have some problems with that far sideline and probably the clock.
Yeah, clock's still running right now as the officials have stopped here. We've still got the game clock moving. So first game glitches, we'll call it.
They're going to reset it now. They've reset the clock to 2:55. Here's Beltran now trying to add the extra point to Lavernia's score total. The hold is down. The kick is blocked and taken 9 yards deep in the end zone. Is that Weeks back there? No.
That's Cade Stover.
Cade Stover, who gets thrown down, and whistles are blowing. And a chaotic extra point try. At the end of the day, the extra point is missed. And so Lavernia leads it by a score of 6-0 here late in the first quarter. Stay with us, everybody. Wimberly Texans football continues after this brief timeout. You're listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberly Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberly. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Well, let's see if the Texans can get back on the good side of things here tonight as Lavernia gets on the scoreboard first. 6-0 from Bear Stadium in Lavernia. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Gavin Martinez and Hayden Krebs back deep to take the kickoff of Brian Beltran. This is a deep kickoff. It's going to be taken by Krebs right at the goal line. He's got the 10-yard line up the middle to the 15, trying to get outside right, running out of room, but he gets the corner and is finally thrown out of bounds at the 18-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over, first down and 10.
Yeah, Hayden trying to stretch the field right there and get off to the side. You always like to see north and south if you're the Wimberley Texans coaching staff. If you're looking at kick returners, he ran about 60 yards but only got about 17 right there. So imagine they're going to talk to him a little bit about trying to get north and south and just putting his helmet down and trying to go through the middle of the wedge right there. But needless to say, Texans going to start off here right at the 18-yard line. JoJo's going to step back into the pocket right here and see if he can't get a second drive going.
Guy Kipperis now is in the game at running back for the Texans. 2:46 left to play in the first quarter. Lavernia leads it 6-0, and I think movement in the backfield for Wimberley prior to the snap, so they'll back the Texans up another 5 yards. They're going to put this down at about the 13-yard line. Yeah. So it'll be first down and 15.
Yeah, makes for a long field if you're the Wimberley Texans right now, thinking that you got a, almost 87 yards right now all the way to the end. And really both teams having success with the explosive plays right now. We saw the huge gain to Gavin Martinez. See if they can't generate something for JoJo.
Weeks will turn, and he'll give it to Kipperis up the middle. Not much running room. He gets 2 yards out to the 15-yard line. It'll be second down and 13.
Yeah, a little extracurricular activity right there on the close side right there. But, it is a game of football, and you always tell people, hey, play to the whistle, and sometimes you don't hear it right there.
That's right. The echo of the whistle, right? Isn't that what coaches tell you to do sometimes?
That's right. If you don't hear the whistle, or if you're not sure it's the whistle, it's not the whistle.
Keep playing.
That's right.
But then if you get a penalty, we're going to holler at you.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to run later anyway, so you might as well be ready for it.
Two running backs in the backfield now. It's Carruthers and Kipperis. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking left. He's got a receiver out to the 30-yard line. Beyond the 30-yard line, it's Stover. Beyond the 40-yard line, and he carries it out to the 43-yard line. Nice pitch and catch from Weeks to Stover. First down, Wimberley.
That's a connection that I look to see a lot this year. Stover does a good job of getting those crossing routes underneath in the middle, kind of a Julian Edelman, of course, before the ACL tear.
Right, pre-ACL.
Yeah, those of you in your fantasy drafts, do not draft Julian Edelman. But anyways,
that's right.
Stover's really similar to him, being able to go across the middle like that, catches him coming out of the scrum in the middle, and a good gain right there by JoJo.
Weeks back to throw. Now he's going to flip it out right side. He had Carruthers out there who was well covered, probably just as well to overthrow him for the incompletion. Second down and 10.
Yeah, I agree with you right there. It's probably a 3 or 4 yard loss. A man shadowing Moss Carruthers over here on the near side. And obviously, JoJo, you want your numbers to show a completion, but at the same time, negative gains are negative gains. And this team is going to be and this is my opinion, they're going to be a high-scoring offense this year. If we lose games, they're going to score more than us. It's not because they beat us.
And Weeks looks strong in the pocket this year. He's thrown a couple of good balls here tonight already. He's going to give it to Stover. Reverse, left side, looking for running room. Flag on the play. Stover still on his feet. He gets it to the 47-yard line, but based on where this was thrown, I think this is coming back.
Yeah, it's kind of in that area of holding or illegal block maybe. We'll see what the call is.
Was a holding call. So they're going to back Wimberley up. It was thrown about the same time Stover got the handoff, very early in the play.
Yeah, trying to make a wall on that outside with the reverse and not able to quite get in front of him, ended up holding him on the shoulder pads, and play's coming back a little bit right there. So after a good gain by Stover, kind of a negative play right there, and second and 20.
Ball now pushed back to the Wimberley 33-yard line, 1:14 left to play in the first quarter. Lavernia 6, Wimberley nothing here early on from Lavernia. Carruthers to the left of Weeks in the backfield as Krebs goes in motion far side. JoJo now looking left, throwing long. He's got Krebs. He caught it at the 35. I think he's going to be long gone. Touchdown, Hayden Krebs. No flags, 67 yards.
Yeah, that's a big pass right there. That shows you a little bit about what JoJo Weeks' arm has advanced since his sophomore year coming in and stepping in for the Wimberley Texans. He just throws an absolute bullet, fumbled a little bit down there, kind of bobbled a little bit by Hayden Krebs, but the speed, once he gets it, he's 3 or 4 yards in front of the defenders. It's all over with, and a touchdown for the Wimberley Texans. First of the year right there, and you look to see a lot more of those connections as well.
And I mean, he was absolutely wide open. This looks like number 6 to you there, Jared. Arid Arroyo.
It is, yes.
Yeah, Arid Arroyo now. The kicker is going to come in to try to tack on the extra point with Stover holding, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. Wimberley Texans with the first lead of 2017 football season, 7-6. Wimberley over Lavernia. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
Wimberley Texans lead it 7-6 here with 50 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. And seen a lot of explosion out of this Wimberley offense already, Jared. This is going to be fun this year.
Yeah, I tell you what, we've seen two or three real big passing plays right now. Seen some good running plays, both Moss and Guy. Look to probably share the role a little bit this year. And I got to tell you, from the kicker standpoint, the extra point was...
Looked pretty good.
Looked pretty bueno.
Here's the kickoff by Arroyo. It's going to be taken by Joseph Cortez out to the 30-yard line. I believe that's where they're going to mark it. It'll be first down and 10 now for the Bears. Well, the Texans had a penalty or two and had to be feeling a little shaky, but nothing like a 67-yard bomb for a touchdown to get you to feeling better about yourself, Jared.
No, that's a confidence booster. And if you're JoJo, obviously, to get that first one under your belt. If you're Hayden, to be able to do the same and look for a lot more things right here. Defense needs to step up as a running back just breaks through the crowd, breaks through three tackles right here for another big gain, 15-yard gain right there for the Lavernia Bears.
Diego Mendoza taking the handoff from Chadwick up the middle. He's able to get it out to the 43-yard line, first down and 10. Both teams have successfully pulled off some big plays here early in the ball game here tonight. Chadwick now give it to Mendoza again, right side. Why not? Spin move to the 45, and he's able to get it out to the 47-yard line. That's a pickup of 4. It'll be second down and 6.
Good pursuit right there on the backside. Linebacker number 66. I'm assuming it's the linebacker. Actually, it looks like defensive end maybe, but excellent pursuit by the Texans right there to chase him down and stop him. That's a huge stop.
It certainly is, and that's the end of the first quarter. Wimberley 7, Lavernia 6. We're back with more football after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country.
Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at RE/MAX.com/Wimberley.